The smell of evergreen in the air. Cards in the mail. A ridiculous advertisement for something overpriced and probably breakable. They're all signs of the season. And then there's this. From a time before television specials and advertising, this music is still indispensable for Christmas in our time. Part one of J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, Classical Radio Boston, a part of WGBH. If you were to run into Bach on the street, or more likely in a really nice coffee shop, and you began to talk about the Christmas season, you'd probably end up talking right past each other. For us, those words mean shopping, parties, lots of rich food, and more shopping. In short, the noisiest, most frenetic time of the year, all leading up to New Year's Day when there's a collective collapse on the couch. For Bach, though, Christmas only began on December 25th. The Christmas season then continued for the next 12 days to the beginning of Epiphany on January 6th. In 1734, Bach wrote six cantatas to track those days, and we now know them collectively as the Christmas Oratorio. You'll hear each one of them over the next 6 weeks here on the Bach Hour, and you can find a complete translation online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. But what about the weeks before Christmas, the ones filled with all that running around today? The weeks of Advent and Bach's time were quiet and contemplative. Here's a short piece Bach wrote for those weeks, Nun kommt der Heidenheiland, as arranged for the ancient instruments of the British ensemble, Her Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets. It's preceded by Martin Luther's setting of the text, Now Come, Savior of the Gentiles, sung by soprano Julia Gooding here on the Bach Hour. The quiet anticipation of Advent is reflected in this chorale prelude, originally for organ and reimagined here by the ensemble Her Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets and director Timothy Roberts. Nun kommt der Heidenheiland was preceded by the Martin Luther chorale tune sung by Julia Gooding, itself based on an ancient chant. In the early morning of December 25th, 1734, the quiet of Advent was decisively left behind in St. Nicholas Church in Leipzig when the first timpani strokes of Jauchzet, Frohlocket, Auf preiset die Tage rang out in the tall, resonant church. Written for Christmas Day, Celebrate, Rejoice, Rise Up, and Praise These Days is the first of the six cantatas Bach wrote for that season. After the exhilarating celebratory opening chorus, the tenor soloist enters as the evangelist, narrating the course of events through all six cantatas. He starts with the circumstances of the birth of Jesus, as described in the Gospel of Luke. The alto soloist sings a recitative and aria of anticipation, which is echoed by the chorus in the text of a chorale. But Bach set those words to what's known as the Passion Chorale. It's a musical reflection of the belief that Jesus' life and death are mapped out even at the moment of his birth. The evangelist returns with more from Luke, followed by a recitative duet for the soprano and bass soloists. Then the bass continues on his own in an aria that combines the majestic and the exuberant as a welcome to the king, complete with a reinforcing solo trumpet. The final chorale is, amazingly, a warm lullaby for the newborn baby, combined once again with the majesty of trumpets. Through the course of the piece, there's a pattern to the movements: evangelist, recitative, aria, and chorale. It follows a pattern of Bible study, well known in Bach's time, of reading, meditation, prayer, and confirmation. The evangelist's quotes from Luke act as a reading, with the following recitative a meditation on the reading. The aria takes the function of a prayer, and the chorales are the confirmations of the community. If you'd like to see all of those words, you can find a translation from Emmanuel Music by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here is part one of Bach's Christmas Oratorio with soprano Christina Schaefer, alto Bernarda Fink, tenor Werner Gura, and bass Gerald Finley. They're joined by the Arnold Schoenberg Choir and Concentus Musicus of Vienna, all directed by Nicholas Arnenkor, in concert at the Musikverein in Vienna, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
zu der Zeit, dass ein Gebot von dem Kaiser Augusto ausging, dass alle Welt geschätzt würde. Und jedermann ging, dass er sich schätzen ließe, ein jeglicher in seiner Stadt. Da machte sich auch auf Josef aus Galiläa, aus der Stadt Nazareth in das jüdische Land, zur Stadt David, die da heißet Bethlehem. Darum, dass er von dem Hause und Geschlechte Davids war, auf das er sich schätzen ließe mit Maria, seinem vertrauten Weib, die war schwanger. Und als sie da selbst waren, kam die Zeit, dass sie gebären sollte.
Nun wird mein liebster Bräutigam, nun wird der Held aus Davids Stamm zum Trost, zum Heil der Erde einmal geboren werden. Nun wird der Stern aus Jakob scheinen, sein Strahl bricht schon hervor auf Zion und Verlassen und das Weinen. Dein Wohl steigt hoch empor.
Musik. Sonst keinen Raum in der Herberge. Sein zu sehen, wie ihn der Menschen Leid bewegt. Kommt in die Welt, weil ihn ihr Heil so wohl gefällt. Mensch, geboren werden.
the first of the six cantatas that make up J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio, in a performance directed by Nicholas Arnenkor, with the Arnold Schoenberg Choir and Concentus Musicus of Vienna. The soloists included soprano Christina Schaefer, alto Bernarda Fink, tenor Werner Gura, and bass Gerald Finley. When Bach was a child, his father was a town musician in Eisenach, making for a rich environment for the young Johann Sebastian's ears. Ambrosius, Bach's father, started teaching his son the violin fairly early on, and that experience laid the groundwork for music written a few decades later. Here are violinists Julia Fischer and Alexander Sitkovetsky, along with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, in Bach's Concerto in D Minor for two violins here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
Concerto in D minor for two violins, the so-called double concerto by Bach. Yulia Fischer and Alexander Sitkovetsky were the soloists with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. For all its brilliance in its original form, Bach's music is invariably just as brilliant in arrangements for other instruments, like this one. Here is Summit Brass with the Little Fugue in G minor here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
J.S. Bach's Little Fugue, originally for organ and performed here by Summit Brass. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again on demand, just visit us at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ros. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.